January 8, the most exalted theme. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. 1 John 4:9. The plan of redemption by which the merciful divine human Redeemer rescued man from the thraldom of sin is beyond the comprehension of men or of angels. It is indeed a mystery so surpassing, so grand, so sublime, that we can never hope fully to understand it. Christ's sacrifice for fallen man has no parallel. It is the most exalted, sacred theme in which we can meditate. Every heart that is enlightened by the grace of God is constrained to bow with inexpressible gratitude and adoration before the Redeemer for his infinite sacrifice. In his life, Jesus of Nazareth differed from all other men. He is the only true model of goodness and perfection. From the beginning of his ministry, men began more clearly to comprehend the character of God. Christ's mission on earth was to reveal to men that God was not a despot, but a heavenly Father full of love and mercy for his children. He spoke of God by the endearing title of My Father. In all the sufferings and afflictions of man, there is an eye to pity, a heart to love. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. Psalm 103:13. God's tenderest care is exercised over us. He pities us in our weakness and in our sorrow. We may be despondent, even despairing. The heavy clouds of affliction may be over us, but there is light ahead. Beyond the gloom is a sympathetic, compassionate friend, one who does not willingly grieve or afflict the children of men. In the gracious blessings which our Heavenly Father has bestowed upon us, we may discern innumerable evidences of a love that is infinite and a tender pity surpassing a mother's yearning sympathy for her wayward child. When we study the divine character in the light of the cross, we see mercy, tenderness, and forgiveness blended with equity and justice. In the language of John, we exclaim, "Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God." 1 John 3:1.